Good afternoon on the East Coast, good morning on the West Coast, and a great day to you wherever and whenever you may be listening. My name is Jason Dias, broadcasting live from the mobile studio of Eloquent Online at the beautiful Chick-fil-A at West Point Village, and a long, long walk, but a short flight on the Millennium Falcon up to Charleston, South Carolina. His name is Dr. Troy Hall. Hey, Dr. Troy, how are you?
Hey, I am doing wonderful, and I think it is an opportunity for us to discuss three wise men, well, minus one.
Minus one, yes. We're the two wise men on the show today. If you guys can hear any noise in the background, we are broadcasting live from Chick-fil-A, and as usual, it's pretty busy up here at the Chick-fil-A West Point Village. But Dr. Troy, I just simply wanted to use the top segment of the show to first of all say the name of the show is The Power of Performance. The show that asked the question, if your brand were a band, would you leave the audience wanting more? Brought to you in part by XDI, X-Ray, Delta, India, .com. Just click on the link. All the information is there. Wanted to use the top of the show to simply thank everybody for listening. I wanted to thank you for everything that you do on the show and away from the show. I cannot believe that when we open up in a couple of weeks for 2017, we'll be in our eighth year of broadcasting.
I know. It's amazing how time flies when you're having fun.
Absolutely.
It truly has been, it's been a really a lot of fun. I mean, you know, we barb each other, you know, from time to time in things, but I really appreciate, because I think the one thing about you that I would say from a leadership character is that you are teachable.
Slow.
Point out, but you are teachable. And so, and although you love to rile up folks in the social media marketplace, it's kind of like that persona for you. And I know it makes people crazy to understand why I still associate with you when they think that it's so we are such a contrast, you know, in, you know, we're the oil and vinegar, you know, of the salad dressing here, you know, and people want to know why do we continue to still work together, especially when you post crazy things on LinkedIn that have
I'm probably the steel crouton.
I mean, it's almost like the how do you defend career suicide? You know, you sort of the bigger message here is that, first of all, we are friends and colleagues, and secondly, because we both represent the opportunity to be teachable, and I am sometimes just as slow as you, but I just had more fun ribbing you than I would ribbing me.
Well, I appreciate all your advice over these many years. Yes, social media continues to be a place where I tend to, I guess, vent the occasional frustrations at things. But hey, folks, let me tell you, for the first time this year, Eloquent Online, it's not just this show that I do. I found a way to do other podcasts and other shows. I do the show for the Christian Academy. We're doing that show from here at the Chick-fil-A at 1:30 Eastern. Did a show for Benelli Firearms, broadcast sporting events for the local Christian school here. But over 275 broadcasts that we've done this year at Eloquent Online. And Dr. Troy, like I said, for the first time, I think maybe ever, I'm sick and tired of hearing my own voice.
Well, you know, Jason, you have a great radio voice. So if you are then getting to the point where you are totally sick of it, then maybe you're sick of a good thing.
I hope so. And I'm looking forward to the 2 weeks off. I love Christmas time. I love the fact that my family is going to be down here, my brother and his daughters and grandkids and great grandkids. The whole family is going to be together during these 2 weeks. And I know you cherish that time with your family as well. I wish I could tell you folks that my family's got all kinds of drama and trauma. We don't. My parents are still married. We all get along. It's a wonderful thing to have a great family, and I know I'm looking forward to a couple of weeks off, and I hope you have a great time with your family as well.
Yeah, thank you. I will. Same to you, man.
Now, Dr. Troy is going to be cutting out here, because all we're going to do for the balance of the show now is play some beautiful, beautiful Christmas music. So if you're in your cube, if you're driving in your car, just sit back and listen to some beautiful, beautiful Christmas music. Dr. Troy, on behalf of everybody here in San Antonio or New Braunfels, Texas, and my family to yours, Merry Christmas. God blessings on you and yours. May he make his face shine upon you and give you grace. Thank you so much for everything.
You are welcome. Merry Christmas to everyone, and may they receive immeasurably more than what they can ask or imagine.
Absolutely. Hey, folks, we love doing the Christmas show. We love doing the radio show. All the songs you're about to hear are from our good buddy, Nike Van Wyk, the master violinist out of Allentown, PA. He put all of these together. They're songs that you'll recognize, but a very, very different vibe to them because it's so much of the violin. But the first one we're going to roll is Silent Night. And back on a great, great 2016, we're also looking forward to a great 17, and Dr. Troy and I will be back as soon as I find the calendar icon. Let's see, when is the next time that we'll be back? It looks like it'll be the 6th of January. That'll be the next Friday that we're on the air. Merry Christmas to all of you. Hope you all have a great, great time with your families. Take some time here at the end of the year just to reflect on the many blessings. I always tell people, if you make a list of all your blessings and all of your problems, your blessings will outnumber them immeasurably. Hey, folks, this is Silent Night. Thank you. came to pass in those days, there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them at the inn. And there were in that same country shepherds in the field, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord.